Thank you for tuning in once again to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 18, entitled, This Peace and Joy Surpasses Understanding. I am led to write this as I was watching a minister who was teaching on the subject of not letting anyone take you out of character and off course of the mission that our Father has for you. The main scripture of reference that she spoke from was Matthew 7:6. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine. It led me to reflect on having that peace and joy on a level that is so powerful that it must be cherished, nurtured, and protected. Ruminative of why God had allowed me to experience it, knowing that I am one of a few, if any, who has felt this jubilation. I say this because it was not sporadic, nor was it based on innate and extrinsic or even superficial circumstances. It was truly supernatural and constant over a prolonged period of time. I don't remember how it came about, but what I can tell you is that it was a very deeply depressing time for me, with daunting undertones. I kept His word at my side until this day. After months of mental torment, I still don't know why He allowed me to savor this precious gift. I literally woke up one day and it was a different feeling that left me energized, where I looked forward to getting up every day. I was filled with tenderness and agape love. It was surreal. A pastor recently quoted Job 14:1, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." His next statement spoke volumes as to our perception. Is this a problem or an opportunity? The Holy Spirit was showing me that it exists and is attainable, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. He wants to take us to this unobtainable place. This abode is a perfect representation of His love for us. I am humbled by His grace and more focused on the need to commune with Him every day. My spirit is at the point that I have to be near Him, feel His spirit, taking deep breaths to soak in His awe and everlasting presence. It is becoming a fiery zeal, and I am thankful that He chose me. By His mercy, I am aware that the time is coming, and I am a chosen vessel to share this gift with those whom He gives me. Because of the ease in which it can be forfeited, and I can attest to this, God is circumspect. As He has told me many times before, many are called, but few are chosen. He is ordering my steps, and I will not take this or His presence lightly, for to whom much is given, much is required. This has been manifested in what I perceived as the drastic consequences that could have been if I were not obedient in just the last days alone. Though I am scared, I am also excited to share this opportunity, knowing that when He calls us, He will give provisions to ensure that we are triumphant, for we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. Thank you for tuning in. May you be blessed in God's will for your life. Thank you.